before our very eyes as day one is nearly in the books. We've been through 3A, 2A, and now 1A. And boy, do we got a lineup for you tonight. Southeast Warren is here in big representation. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, you are in the house. The Mohawks from Moravia and Sigourney, Kyoto, you are on deck. Joe Sinclair, Travis Zappel, Coach Kevin Crocker will join me here in a moment. Joe, we have got an epic lineup here in our night final session of Class 1A action.
It's been a great day here at Wells Fargo Arena, bringing you to Class 3A this morning and 2A in the afternoon session. We're going to have a super lineup of Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont wrestlers, Southeast Warren, Melcher Dallas, the Warhawks. We got a couple of outstanding wrestlers that are Moravia Mohawks. And your Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets and the Sigourney, Kyoto squad here in force.
Straight matches, multiple matches at the same time. Buddy, you got your shoes laced up?
Oh, yeah. I got my track shoes on. We're going to be talking fast because we got a lot to bring to you here on 96.7.
Well, you stay right here. When we come back to Wells Fargo Arena, we're going to get 1A action underway. You're listening to your only station bringing you high fidelity coverage of the Iowa State Wrestling Tournament. High above the mats, high fidelity. Joe Sinclair, Travis Apple, Jason Summers will be right back.
We plan for so many things in life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, all the special events in our life. There's one event we tend to overlook, our final farewell.
We want to do a pain to this birthday national anthem.
Okay.
If you're in the background.
Yep, I'm trying to time it.
It's going to be a few. And
you
call me at 641.
You can bring it back in as it's closed now. You know, I'll just move it quietly on.
Okay.
If you can hear it, then the same broadcast.
At the Albia Brewing Company, we specialize in pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, specially made handcrafted beers with names such as our Black Betty, Coal Miner, Avery Pale Ale, 1889 Red Ale, Soup Creek Shandy, from the light beers to the heaviest, darkest beers, and we make them ourselves right on location. Make sure you call ahead for a carryout pizza. Phone number is 641-932-4085.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Let our doctors of pharmacy take care of all your pharmaceutical needs, including immunizations, prescriptions, medication management therapy, and over-the-counter advice. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
Gentlemen.
That's your nation's anthem. As we get back to coverage right here, high above the mats, high fidelity, 1A action about to get underway, and we have got a sprint that turns into a marathon because we're right at it as Blake Bauer of Southeast Warren is going to come out here and open things up, and then we got 20 straight matches, gentlemen, we're going to cover. So this marathon is about to become a sprint. Joe Sinclair, Travis Sample, Coach Kevin Cochran will join us as well. High above the mats, high fidelity. 1A action about to get underway.
We're well represented here, Class 1A, folks. We've got competitors at every weight bracket. Starting off with 106, Blake Bauer. I like his matchup on mat 2. He's going against Josh Dunsbergen from Linville Sully, a freshman with a 21-12 record. Of course, Blake Bauer competed here yesterday in the team duels. He is a sophomore running through a 48-3 campaign to this point.
As a sophomore. And how important is it to come in here already, had some matches under your belt, TZ, and you got the anxiety out of wrestling in this type of environment. That, I think, is an advantage for the Southeast Warren wrestlers.
Yeah, absolutely, Jason. You know, we talked about that last night. those kids coming in here and getting that opportunity to wrestle in that dual event and being in this stage in Wells Fargo Arena on the big stage, the crowd being loud, they have the jitters out of their bellies and they're ready to roll.
And we're underway. 106-pounder Blake Bauer on his feet, just underway. First period action, 106 pounds at the Class 1A. First round matchups here. Dunsbarton, Linville Sully, Bauer, Southeast Warren. Wrestlers on their feet.
Brady Kiner also on deck at 113 Southeast Warren. Adam Proctor at 120 or 113 along with Nicholas Martin and Moravia. So we are at Go Central right here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Dunsberg Linville in on a double leg. Nice counter there by Bauer. And Bauer gets an underhook on a trailing arm, gets underneath there, and it gets around, gets behind, and will get the two-point takedown to start the scoring for you here in Class 1A.
Want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Keep up the good work, men. Go, Jaron Glosser. Take care of business from the Glosser family. Checking in from Packwood.
Here we are, 2-0. Early takedown for Blake Bauer from Southeast Warren at 106 pounds. He's on top covering with a crossbody ride right now. Trying to roll him up now. Gets off the crossbody. Puts a half Nelson in on the right-hand side. A little bit out of position there. Stand-up for Dunsbargen from Linville Sully. But the half Nelson works now, and Blake Bauer's got him on his back. But just cat quick, Dunsbargen, when Bauer got a little bit out of position, Dunsbargen was able to roll right through there. It's a two-point near fall and a one-point escape for Dunsbargen, and good job by Blake Bauer to get off of his back and to a neutral position because it looked like it could have been a reversal and back points for Dunsbargen.
I thought Bauer might just get the pin right there, Joe. It's He looked like he had a pinning combination in, just missed. The Cosgroves checking in. They say, go, Mohawks. Moravia's on deck as well. And it is 106 pounds. Blake Bauer out in front here for Southeast Warren. 4-1, your score here. Bauer, final 8 seconds of this opening period. We're going to have a 113 contest, 3-113 contest. Nicholas Martin Moravia, Adam Proctor, EBF, and Brady Kiner of Southeast Warren. We are at Goat Central here, high above the mats and high fidelity as we go to the second period. It is Bauer of Southeast Warren out in front here, 4-1. I don't know, boys. I hope you came out of your break ready to go.
What a great matchup here. We'll have Blake Bauer from Southeast Warren taking the down position with a 4-1 lead. He gets set. Dunsbargen from Linville covers.
Quick setup right there.
Stand up for Bauer. Bauer gets to his feet, gets hand control. But he's taken back down by Dunsbargen from Linville Sully. Now stand up again. Dunsbargen hanging on. Should be a stall call here in the next second or two. But there's a nice job, and he gets out. And
did they give it to him?
They do not give him the escape. Just too close to the out-of-bounds circle here on mat number two.
The Southern Iowa Technology text line. Do work, Adam Proctor. We love you, kid. Steph and Huck Brown checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you as well. Good luck, Adam Proctor, from Bucky, who's checking in. The Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. But right now, Blake Bauer out in front, 4-1 here, and our 5-1. Check
He's
that.
He's got
one
the escape.
Go.
He's got the takedown. That makes it 7-1 here in the second period with 1:25 to go. Southeast Warren's Blake Bauer on top, trying to advance to the quarterfinal round.
Well, he is working tough.
He's got that crossbody in there. Now he takes that out. Works a butcher on the left side. Gets off the hips. Nice job there by Dunsbergen getting to the off-the-mat circle. And Bauer's going to try to turn him back in, but they're off the mat, out of bounds. We'll come back and reset it at the center. Dunsbergen will be on the bottom. Blake Bauer, with the 7-1 lead, will cover.
We're going to have another Southeast Warren wrestler coming out here just shortly, Brady Kiner of Southeast Warren. Adam Proctor at Avail Blakesburg Fremont at 113, and Nicholas Martin of Moravia. Boys, we are going to be going here. 53 seconds to go. It's 7-1. Bauer from Southeast Warren of Liberty Center out in front here. This match brought to you by Summers Insurance of Sheraton and of Albion, along with Windstream and Cargill.
Only three sets of headsets on this tie line Codex Solutions mixer from Wells Fargo Arena, so I hope we don't have more than three Southern Iowa wrestlers going, but we are going to have three at 113. They'll all three be out there at the same time. That'll be Kiner from Southeast Warren, Adam Proctor from EBF, and Nick Martin from Moravia. And we'll bring all of them to you.
Adam Proctor's Uncle Scott Shaw checking in with
Kiner's on five.
And mat number five is going to be our next contestant here as Brady Kiner of Southeast Warren to Liberty Center is going to take the mat here. Again, Blake Bauer is out in front.
Trying to work a tilt, but he's got him over, but his shoulders are off the mat. They're their knees are on the mat and the shoulders are outside the circle. So we're going to call it off the mat. And nope, we're out of time in the second period, 7-1 score.
Kreiner just underway, 13 seconds in, looking to get the back, get a takedown. They'll get back to their feet. 20 seconds in here. Brady Kreiner of Southeast Warren on the mat here at 113. Going to have a 113 contest coming up as Adam Proctor of Eddieville Blakeford Fremont's going to. It's Brady Kiner, and I keep wanting to add an extra R before the Y. Brady Kiner on the mat.
Blake Bauer is on the top position to start the third period, and he's working a three-quarter Nelson, and he's trying to get Dunsbergen turned over. He's got that three-quarter Nelson in right now. He's got the leg hooked on the back. He's got the three-quarter Nelson on the top. Now he gives up the three-quarter Nelson, goes to a Busher, gets him past parallel, trying to count back points, but it's back and forth too quickly, but he's still got that Butcher on. Butcher's on, but no back points yet.
Takedown on Kiner. Cody Berg gets the takedown, and Kiner finds himself trailing here 2-0 and does get out, so he gets the escape. 1-8 to go first period, 2-1 now. Brady Kiner trailing for Southeast Warren.
Now we've got another three-quarter Nelson in here, and that's a good move for Blake Bauer. He got a couple back points out of it. Now he's going to try to chin him over and get more. He's got the two back points. Gets him back over now. The 9-1 score is going to be added to by these back points here.
How about Brady Kiner? Southeast Warren with a takedown. 44 seconds to go in that first period. He now leads 3-1, 3-2.
Yeah, he gets the escape there, Jason, and then stands back right back up and gets the takedown down. 3-2 is your score. Kiner still riding tough on that single leg. And
Proctor on four.
Ron Terpster, our officiation there down there in the stripes, he calls him out of bounds. We're going to go back center, reset. Kiner going to be on top.
Next match, I believe, is going to be Adam Proctor. He should be right down here on mat number two as Blake Bauer is
He's on four.
Because of his match, he's got a commanding 9-1 lead here with just 10 seconds to go. Now he's got him rolled over on his back. It's going to be three more if he doesn't get the pin in the final seconds.
Adam Proctor getting ready to take the mat here on number four. EBF Rocket fans, hug your radios. Root on Adam Proctor.
Brady and Kiner still out in front, 3-2 here. 8 seconds to go in the first period.
Blake Bauer does get the win. He will advance to the quarterfinal round with a 12-1 victory at 106 for Southeast Warren.
That is an impressive win there for Bauer. Going to the second period over here. Brady Kiner leading Cody Berg of Westwood Sloan. 3-2 the score here as we go to the second period, and we're going to Adam Proctor just underway here for Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont.
Jason, you stay there with Proctor, and I'll go with Kiner over on mat number five.
Proctor coming out on the mat here. The aggressor gets the takedown. Adam Proctor with the takedown. He's got an early 2-0 lead here.
Oh, and Kiner hits a real quick switch reversal. He's got his opponent counting back points. He's going to get a two count. Going to get a two-point reversal and two back points.
Proctor and Lundgren. Lundgren of Emmitsburg and Proctor in both in black singlets. And I gave the takedown to Proctor, but it was Lundgren in on the takedown, and they'll reset the center of the mat. Lundgren got in there on a Proctor, got the takedown, 56 seconds to go in the opening period. Adam Proctor, 31-15, junior, trailing the 34-7 sophomore from Ansburg. Here's a stand-up, wiped away by Lundgren. Proctor trying to sit it out and does get the escape. So Proctor now trails 2-1 over Tanner Lundgren of Emmitsburg.
Nifty little sit-out switch there, and a good job there by Lundgren to just give the separation and give up the escape instead of the two-point reversal.
Kiner's got Berg on his back here. He's getting back points counted. Kiner leads right now 7-2, a minute to go in the second period.
And Kiner,
he's got Berg in a tilt position. He's going to give it up here and get the three near fall points. It's going to be 10-2. Under a minute to go here in the second period.
Tanner Lundgren in on his single leg. He's going to get the single leg, elevates and gets the takedown, and now stretches out his lead 4-1 over Adam Proctor of Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. Proctor gave up that single leg takedown. Now trying to get to his base. 6 seconds to go in this opening period to try to get the escape to end this first period, and will not be able to do so. 4-1. Adam Proctor trailing Tanner Lundgren of Emmitsburg.
30 seconds left to go here in the second period. Kiner leads 10-2.
Really good match here for Brady Kiner. He got taken down in the first 20 seconds of this match, and it's been all Brady Kiner ever since. As we come down to the final 20 seconds at 113 pounds, Kiner with a big lead, 10-2.
Neutral position chosen by Proctor here. Here's a shot in there by Lundgren. A sprawl out there by Proctor. Proctor goes in at his own shot. Can't get it. They'll be back to their feet now. Lundgren once again on the single leg. A great erase there by Proctor. Proctor right at it, going for the double leg off.
Moravia on seven.
I'm sure you folks can hear, but it's move after move, and there's a move and another move, and great defensive wrestling here for both wrestlers on their feet at 113. Adam Proctor and Tanner Lundgren from Emmitsburg.
4-1 lead here for Lundgren. Proctor from EBF stays low, tries to get underneath Lundgren.
We got Nick Martin wrestling on mat number eight. I don't know if he's going to be on number eight or
seven.
And Nick Martin is up against Skyler Richter. I'll bring you that match. Skyler Richter out there for Hinton. Nick Martin, a freshman, 36-4 on the season, just underway. First period action, 113.
Third period here, Brady Kiner now leads 12-2. Minute 25 to go here in the third period.
Tanner Lundgren once again, and on a single leg, is going to get the takedown on Proctor. Tanner Lundgren of Emmitsburg now out in front of Adam Proctor of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 6-1 the score here. 50 seconds to go, second period, and now the cradle being put on and erased by Proctor's.
Kiner, chest to chest. He's got Berg, chest to chest. Kiner's going to get the fall with a minute left to go in the third period. Kiner, Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren is going to get the fall.
Proctor on the mat here for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, trailing Tanner Lundgren of Emmitsburg. 6-1 your score here. 29 seconds go, second period. Nicholas Martin of Moravia going to be taking the mat along with Alex Hanna at 120 for EBF. Right now, we're at 113 pounds. Adam Proctor of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, the Rockets, trails here 6-1, 21 seconds to go, second period. Lundgren with three takedowns. Here's a sit-out attempt by Proctor, erased. Lundgren trying to break him down to the mat, a roll attempt there by Proctor. Not able to get it, now gets 1 foot posted. Gets back to his base, but Lundgren riding tough and races that. And
what's
Lundgren's going to have a 6-1 lead going into the third period as time expires in the second period. Let's get over to Nicholas Martin of Moravia.
Nick Martin from Moravia is done competing on mat number seven in a match that
799-1437.
And we're looking for the results on that to find out exactly what happened. But Nick Martin has completed his match already, and it happened first, and it happened in less than a minute. So hopefully Nick Martin came out on top in that one.
Alex Hanna going to be coming up, guys, for EBF along with Briar Cochran at 126. Hanna at 120 pounds. Right now, though, it is Adam Proctor.
Martin advances with the fall.
The lead. Here's a shot in there by Proctor. Proctor has a single leg. Really hanging on tight, but can't get the angle, and Lundgren will break the hands of Proctor and go to the backside and get another takedown. 8-1 now, Lundgren of Emmitsburg out in front of Adam Proctor. 1:18 to go, third period, Proctor.
And we can report to you folks, if you were holding your breath, Nick Martin did win by fall over Skyler Richter.
Wow.
Hinton in the matter of 1 minute and 12 seconds. It happened so fast that we couldn't get it for you, and we will get a recap of that and try to get some of the Moravia coaches and fans up here on the radio and see how that went down. But Nick Martin, obviously, with a great first-round matchup, he puts Skyler Richter on his back and pins him in a minute, 12 seconds. That's Nick Martin advancing to the championship round quarterfinals here in Class 1A, 113 pounds.
Still at 113, Adam Proctor trailing Tanner Lundgren. Proctor of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Lundgren of Emmitsburg. Lundgren with the 8-1 lead here, final 53.
Hanna of EBF on two.
Up to Proctor. And Proctor right at the edge of the mat, trying to get to his base. But Lundgren really a tough ride here. 40 seconds to go in the third period.
We're going to have
your score.
We're going to have Alex Hanna from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont up on mat number two. That is a 120-pound matchup that features Zach Olven from Westwood Sloan, a senior, 45-4 on the year, versus Hanna, EBF, a freshman, 13-4.
Final 36 seconds here for Proctor. Proctor trailing 8-1. He's being ridden hard here by Tanner Lundgren of Emmitsburg. Proctor giving a great fight here, but a couple of takedowns on some nice counter moves by Lundgren.
Early going here. Early going here at 120. Alex Hanna gets taken down by Zach Olven. And Olven, with cross body ride, works a tilt and now takes off the tilt, puts in a power half, and he's going to get some back points out of this. It's 2-0 right now. We're counting back points. Olven against Hanna.
Adam Proctor down to his final ticks here. Tries a Granby roll, but it's going to come up short. He's going to go down to the feet. Adam Proctor with a great fight here at 120 pounds. He loses to Tanner Lundgren of Emmitsburg. Your final here, 8-1. Adam Proctor of EBF will be wrestling in the consolations a little later on here this evening.
5-0 the deficit now for Alex Hanna from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. We are not going to miss the Moravia wrestler, Briar Cochran. He's up next. And they're calling that, I believe it's going to be on mat 3, but I don't know 100% for sure. But we will keep our eyes on that so we don't miss that one.
On finding Briar Cochran, the junior, 41-3, a repeat trip here to Wells Fargo Arena.
Alex Hanna now fighting his way off of his back again. He trails this one now 8-0. A pair of 3-point near falls to go with the takedown for Zach Olvin from Westwood Sloan. And Olvin is counting back points again. This is going to be an 11-0 deficit. Hanna working his way off of his back here, and it's a pretty tight stretch now. It's Olvin from Westwood Sloan, but a good job. Hanna from EBF rolls out of it, bridges his way off of his back. He trails now 11-0, 8 seconds left in the first period. It's EBF's Hanna down 11-0.
Briar Cocker's going to be taking the first open mat. He is the next match to take a mat that comes open. We'll keep our eyes open on mat number 8, Briar Cochran.
He hopes to join his teammate, Nick Martin. Nick Martin with the first period pin. He took care of a kid from Hinton in quick fashion. And Briar Cochran hoping to duplicate that feat.
Going to take mat number 8. Oh, boy. Hang on to your britches here, Mohawk fans. This is a fast ride we're on. Lace them up and remain seated until this ride comes to a complete stop.
Second period at 120, Alex Hanna starts in the top position. He's covering Zach Olvin, and Olvin with a quick stand-up move gets loose, scores his 12th point of the match with that escape. 12-0, Olvin from Sloan over Hanna from EBF.
Briar Cochran comes out, going to grab the red ankle band, get ready to go here at 126.
Second period action over here at 120, Alex Hanna is working against Zach Olvin, and Olvin gets the takedown. That's a 14-0 score right now, and Hanna needs to keep from getting any more points scored on him, or it will be a tech ball.
Jake Hunter-Doss will be on the mat here at 132 shortly for Southeast Warren, but right now, Briar Cochran, 126 for the Mohawks, on the mat here, mat number 8, just underway here. Cochran, the junior, 41-3. What a season he's put together, taking on the junior firm Albernett, Drake Hobble.
A tilt results in 3 near fall points for Zach Olvin. He wins by tech ball over Alex Hanna from EBF. I believe that Hanna will be going up against Ben Fries from Nottoway Valley here in about 45 minutes to 1 hour time period. So he has another match coming right up. Coach is going to get him right, get him ready.
Junior on junior here on mat number 8, 126, Briar Cochran of Moravia. Humbling, looking for a shuck by, gets the shuck, can he get behind? And he's going to get the takedown. Briar Cochran with the takedown for the Mohawks, and then a quick escape here for Drake Hoblum of Albernett.
Cochran very comfortable on his feet for the Mohawks. Gets that takedown, nice little spin behind after a shot, and cuts him right away. Very comfortable on his feet. Got hand control right now. A 2-1 lead for Briar Cochran.
He is... There's an ankle pick. Went for the single leg. Got the ankle, the back ankle. Going to have to give that up, get back to his feet here.
There's a single by
a shot. And they'll go off the edge of the mat. Nice ankle pick there, attempt by Cochran, but he couldn't come up with it completely. Couldn't hold it.
Left that wing open a little bit. And Hamblin was able to get the underhook and then drop down on a single leg. And good thing for Briar Cochran that they were at the edge of the mat and he was able to scoot off before takedown by Drake Halpin from Albernett. Albernett, if you recall, against EBF last year, had the monumental collapse, lost their last 6 matches of the championship last year, and their lead in the EBF Rockets came through with the team championship last year.
Briar Cochran with the lead here, 2-1, final 5 seconds. We're going to have another Southeast Warren wrestler on the mat here just momentarily at 132. Jake Hunter-Doss of Southeast Warren and Jared Glosser of EBF at 138 to come as we move quickly here in 1A action. And we'll go to the second period. Briar Cochran with the 2-1 lead. And Halbum wins the toss, and he will elect to start the second period in the down position.
2-1 to score. Cochran on top of the mast in the second period. Going to be brought to you here by Albia Motors, your Ford dealer in Albia.
Wait, Briar does a great job of putting him right to the mat.
Briar's got him broken down now. going to try to work the head in the hole. He's got the arm, the trailing arm, pinned back behind Haslam's back right now. Now he extends that arm out, stretches the elbow, gets his head in the armpit, the head in the hole, we call that. Still got the deep waist ride on the left side, the head in the hole on the right. He's got him broken down. He's going to try to run that head in the hole. Good job there by Haslam getting his knees back up, though. And now Briar Cochran with hand control is going to just let him up and cut him. So it's 2-2. A couple of escapes for Haslam. Briar Cochran with first points of the match, that early takedown. That's his points.
1:20 to go, second period. Junior on junior. Briar, as Joe just mentioned, got the first takedown, and both points for Drake Haslam of Alburnett come on escapes. 1:07 to go here in this second period. We're tied at 2. Arm wrestling at the center of the mat. Circle around looking for an angle.
1 minute left in this second period. 2-2 tie.
Well, nice ankle pick again by Cochran. This time, Ella Bates gets behind him and
2 points.
Just a takedown.
Boy, 4-2.
So quick with his hands to get underneath and grab that back ankle. This time, we're able to hold on to it, get it full grasp, and then elevate from behind to get the takedown.
Nice sit out there by Haslam. That last takedown by Cochran, great job changing elevations. Got right down on the ankle, got behind, got the trip, and was able to get that 2-point takedown. 3-4 the score now after the escape with 27 seconds left. Here's Haslam in on a single leg shot. Good job, sprawl by Cochran in there. Off the mat, out of bounds, with 20 seconds left in the second period.
Drake Haslam of Alburnett, the 38-9 senior, taking on our very own Briar Cochran.
Cochran in on a single
nice
right
single
now.
Nice single leg. Elevates, he lifts and brings him back down to the mat. Boy, he got underneath, and that is some amazing strength there by Briar Cochran. He's not done, though. He's trying to turn this into a pinning combination.
Well, really a textbook single to double move there. He shot in, had his leg to the outside on the single leg, and then worked his hips down, got around the other leg, raised him up, elevated him, used his head and neck as a lever, brought him back to the mat safely, and scores the points.
Coach Cochran, what do you think about that, buddy?
It was kind of textbook, just what Joe said. I mean, he's done a nice job controlling himself on the feet. Haslam's done a nice job of not staying on the mat and getting the escapes. And that was huge, getting that takedown right at the end of the mat, or at the end of the period.
Looks like he got hit in the nose. Briar,
Briar started this period in the down position, and Haslam just cut him. So that's another point for Briar Cochran. So he's on top now, 6-3, as we get a restart here after that little nose bruise. Oh, good shot in there by Haslam. Good sprawl and counter by Cochran. He gets
every
separation.
Shot Haslam's brought, Briar's had an answer for.
There's a good job there by Briar Cochran, faking a shot and getting Haslam a little bit off balance. And I think Cochran with 3-point lead here, he can afford to be selective in the shots that he takes. Maybe wait for Haslam to make a little bit of a mistake here with the 3-point lead and only 80 ticks left on the clock.
1:18 to go. Briar Cochran trying to make it back-to-back wins for the Mohawks here at 126 pounds.
The one thing Briar can't do, he can't quit wrestling. He's got to get in there. He just got taken down right there, too, on the edge of the mat. He's got to keep putting the pressure on. He's got to keep attacking.
They may erase this. I'll tell you what, that takedown happened on the other mat. But
the officials are conferring. The official on the mat called it a takedown. The official on the side who watches that line has the conference and wipes the takedown away. It's still 6-3. The wrestlers will be on their feet.
It sure looked, you know, it was really close, but it looked like Briar was already onto the other mat was actually covered on that takedown.
But he does, like Coach Cochran here said, he needs to keep on wrestling. Got a heck of a match going over here at 126 pounds. It's a 3-1 lead for Josh Portillo. He was down in that match 1-0, but he's in control now. Looks like Josh Portillo, top ranked from Clarion Goldfield Dows.
Oh, there's another ankle pick. Sorry about that, Joe, but another ankle pick attempt there by Cochran. Bringing the action, 58 seconds and counting here. Briar Cochran from Moravia trying to get the win, 6-3 your score here.
Cochran with the 3-point lead and 50 seconds left, doing a very good job cautiously wrestling here. He's letting his opponent back him off the mat. Now he's got his feet right at the back of the circle. So the shot by Haslam
right at the edge of the mat. But as you said, Joe, he was cautious about that. Didn't let that take place further away on the mat.
He knows where he's at. He's got a stall call to give. He's actually got 3 to give if he doesn't let this Haslam kid score from Alburnett.
Yeah, but Briar's done a nice job controlling himself on his feet. He needs to do whatever it takes with 30 seconds left to try to get a takedown here.
Yes.
and that, you know, if he gets taken down, match over.
Here's a single leg attempt by and Album right at the edge of the mat. He's going to get the takedown.
And we had a stall call there, and I believe that was a point.
Is that the second one?
I believe that was a point. I thought I saw a finger go up. It's a long ways away from us.
Well, they're trying to get the points figured out here. The Auburnette coaches are instructing the score, and it is a 6-6 ball game or match.
Yeah, they gave a point. So with 20 seconds to go, Briar Cochran's tied up 6-6. He's in the down position. Halblum covers, and Halblum does a good job, takes him down, and now Briar Cochran tries a little side roll there. Now he gets up to his
and escape will win.
He's on his feet. He's on his feet. Halblum brings him back down. 6 seconds to go. Should be stall call on Halblum. Should be stall call on Halblum.
Two, and oh, right at the edge of the mat.
We're going to have a sudden victory here, and that should have been a stall call against Halblum there because he was on those hips for 9 seconds, and you only get 5.
1 second on the clock. We're going to go to a sudden victory here. And Breyer, who was the aggressor, who has had the shots, wrestled a little bit to try to conserve the win. And
Here we go. They line up. There's the whistle, and we're underway. Extra time here. Sudden victory. Briar Cochran on his feet, 6-6. He's locked up, tied up with Halblum from Auburnette. Auburnette, a very well-coached team. Finished second here last year. Good shot in there by Halblum. Nice counter by Cochran with 44 seconds to go. Halblum still in there on that leg. Good job by Cochran to get back out of that.
But Chuck, a sudden victory right here, a takedown's going to win it. You know, the last thing that you want to do is go into the tiebreaker one, tiebreaker two, and try to decide it by riding the guy out.
27 seconds to go. Briar Cochran, here's a deep single leg.
Halblum is in control right here.
The edge of the mat here.
Wizard by Cochran. Cochran whizzes him off the mat with 19 seconds to go, and that was a deep shot there by Halblum. Cochran needs to be just a little bit more aggressive. He let Halblum get in there deep on that shot. Now we got 20 seconds to go. Count them out. Here's a single leg by Cochran.
It's a deep single.
Oh, but he gets sprawled back, and Cochran gets
10 seconds to go. He's got to hold on here. Breyer's got to hold on.
He's hanging on.
And there is the takedown and a pin.
Cochran gets pinned 56 seconds into the sudden victory. So it will be bonus points for Auburnette, and Briar Cochran, with a seemingly solid 3-point lead, loses it in the last 10 seconds of the match
in
regulation.
Just absolutely breaks for the young man. He gave such a great fight there. And kudos to Halblum of Auburnette to get that.
Never gave up, never quit, and just kind of a bad luck scenario there. That was a quick stall point that tied the thing up. Not necessarily in agreement with that, but that's how it went down here in Class 1A at 126 pounds. Briar Cochran, he's going to have a matchup here that he's going to have to ride himself. I think he's going to be going up against Peyton Stitzman from St. Edmund Fort Dodge. And that'll come up here in about 45 minutes to an hour. That's about the drag here between the first round and the consolation match.
Well, Jake Hunterdass of Southeast Warren of Liberty Center is going to be on the mat here in just a moment. And then Jaron Gloucester, the 138-pound state champion, senior, with his commitment to the University of Iowa, will take his perfect record onto the mats here in just a few minutes for Eddie Villalba 3 months.
We'll have a couple of perfect records going. Hunterdass is 53-0 on his season. That's a lot of matches to win in 1 year.
106 between them. But that's doing something.
That's there we just seen is what we've talked about in the 3A. We talked about it in the 2A. You just can't quit wrestling. I mean, Breyer was on the attack for the first two periods, controlled the match, controlled himself on his feet. Maybe I'm a little bit hesitant here. I mean, it's my cousin. And, you know, I want to do everything I can see, do to see him win. But it is. You hate to see a kid shut down.
Aggressor. And then the kids who have been successful today have been the aggressor. He really was the aggressor. The match belonged to him. And give credit to Halblum of Auburnette because he found a way to come back here and get the win. But Breyer will have a hard time sleeping tonight. Reminding himself of a lost opportunity. A great junior year. And he's got third place right on his mind. If he wrestles like he did the first 5 minutes of this contest, he's going to have a chance for third place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, it's just heartbreaking to sit here and watch. Heartbreaking as a coach to sit in the corner and watch. Because you teach your kids all year, you wrestle until that whistle blows. When that whistle blows and the match is over, then you're done. But there's no time to rest.
We saw that in 2A in the Erickson upset. He was up, I think, 16-5. You know, it, dominating, but on a moment. You take a moment off, and the other guy who, these are not chumps up here. These are some of the best wrestlers in the entire country on these mats, and you have no rest.
Albernette comes from a great program. I mean, they've been leader of this board every year that we come up here. We're talking about Albernette. We knew it was going to be a tough opponent. Briar just fell short.
They're 32-pounders out there right now enjoying a lead on mat number four. He's up 2-0 on his opponent. So they're a good program, good squad. No shame there for Briar Cochran.
No way.
But he's got a match coming up, and he's getting ready for it.
Hunter Dodd's going to be on the mat here. Just
there's Pleasantville on eight.
And that's going to be here in just a few moments.
Probably got time to send it back to the station and get a little bit of a break.
We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. Jake Hunter Das, Southeast Warren, Jaron Glosser, EBF, and Gabe Henderson, Southeast Warren, on deck. When we come back, High by the Mets, High Fidelity. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in the door. To learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchavi.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
As an ag producer,
you can pass it along here. Now they've got a lot of machines.
So you have ideas for improvement, John Deere listens. Kick out E-Series skid steers. Producers like Ashman hookup, optional switchable.
Someone just called, wanted us to try to cover I-35 if we can.
An auto-reversing fan free of debris.
Awesome.
We've corralled these features and more. Because of John Deere, we are on the building together.
Visit online and check.
There's one on mat three right now.
Our tractor, striving to earn business every day.
Yep.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner.
After this one, gentlemen.
And livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal of Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albion or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs, and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports team, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. High on the Mats, High Fidelity. Kevin Patrick, Travis Dapple, Joe Sinclair, and yours truly, Jason Summers, bringing this 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. We're at 132, and Jake Hunterdoss is going to take the mat here momentarily as he's on mat number one, taking on Caleb Gunderson of Sioux Rapids. That's going to be an easy one to say.
Well, he's out there on his feet. They're all locked up in a pummel. Nice shot there by Hunterdoss. Hunterdoss now with hand control. Good ankle pick attempt there by Gunderson.
Southeast Warren out of the gate strong here. A win by Blake Bauer, 12-1 decision. Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren with a third period pin. And now the third wrestler here for Southeast Warren on the mat.
Hunterdoss, 53-0 on his season. He's got a front headlock in on Caleb Gunderson from Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids. Going to try to work a little power move here, but we're going to have a stalemate. We'll get back to the center of the mat with 115 remaining at 132 pounds. First round action.
Jaron Glosser going to take the mats here momentarily. Rocket fans are trying to get a win for Rocket Nation.
Also, Pleasantville's Griffin McBride enjoys a 3-6 lead at 132. Hunter Doss on his feet for Southeast Warren, Liberty Center. The wrestlers are off their mat. And we'll reset it back to center mat. No score. Just under a minute remaining in the first period at 132.
Well, it's nice to hear that we got some people from I-35 listening in. And Austin Pontier, if I got that name correct, lost his first round at 126 pounds, 14-0. But we'll try to bring you 160-pound Sal Arzani from I-35 as well.
Must be Italian. Name ends in a vowel. We've got Jake Hunterdoss on his feet in a scoreless tie for Liberty Center, Southeast Warren. Also, Griffin McBride from Pleasantville is in the third period of his match with a 3-6 lead, a minute 45 left in that.
He's trailing.
First period, time left, 22 seconds for Hunterdoss. No score in that one. Hunterdoss with a snap down move. He's wrestling a kid that wrestles from his knees. You see that sometimes up here at State Meet. Kids will change their style a little bit. And Gunderson wrestles from his knees. He obviously has a very low center of gravity, and Hunterdoss looks like he's trying to work that snap down, and not going to get it to work here. It's a 0-0 as we go to the second period at 132. Hunterdoss from Southeast Warren, Gunderson from Sioux Central.
Glasser coming out here. He's going to be working his way over right in front of us here on mat number six, and I'll get you the Jaron Glasser contest while you guys keep working on Jake Hunterdoss of Southeast Warren.
Well, plus we got Griffin McBride from Pleasantville right here, 30-10 sophomore, going against J.D. Rader, a 36-1 senior, and he finds himself down 6-3 into the third period with a minute 9 remaining.
No, that's McBride on top. McBride's on top of that.
Track wrestling has him on the bottom.
But he's down 6-3.
Oh, he's got the green leg bands on.
Yeah,
here.
He's green leg band. He's down 6-3.
He's got red socks and green leg bands. How about that?
That'll test you.
Oh, man.
Let's go Southeast Warren on the Southern Iowa Technology text line from the Gavitts. Love the programs every year. Well, glad to have you along on this first night of wrestling here at the State Wrestling Tournament.
Hunterdoss from Southeast Warren's got the escape to start the scoring here at 132 pounds. Now he gets in on double leg and off the mat before he gets the takedown.
Yeah, that was a close call, Joe. His feet almost were both in.
And that would have been a takedown. It was very, very close, but no controversy.
Well, Cole Fox of Don Bosco gets taken down by Jaron Glasser of the Rockets real quick, and then the escape right back at it is Glasser in on the single leg, high elevation. And brings his opponent down to the mat. Well, he stays on one leg, but Glasser gets from behind, will elevate, bring him back to the center of the mat, fighting for the takedown, and will finally bring him down to the mat and get the takedown. Jaron Glasser out in front of Cole Fox of Don Bosco, 4-1 now your lead for Glasser.
And Glasser really having trouble finishing that takedown off because of fleeing the mat by his opponent. And I don't think I'd blame Cole Fox from Don Bosco Gilderville
for
running
away. You're being chased by Jaron Glasser. You want to run quickly. 4-1 here. Jaron Glasser out in front. Minute 4 to go here at 138.
Hunterdoss from Southeast Warren working in on a single leg right now with 33 seconds in the second period remaining. He's right at the edge of the mat. He's in deep on a single leg. His opponent, Gunderson from Sioux Center, trying to hip his way off the mat and does. We'll reset it. 1-0 the score, Hunterdoss on top.
Glasser rolls out of bounds as they'll go back and reset things at the center of the mat. Cole Fox and Don Bosco, his opponent, Glasser out in front, 4-1 here. Glasser undefeated on the season, number one rated wrestler at 138, class 1A, trying to repeat as a champion here. 40 ticks left in this opening period. Now he's got the arm bar back, chicken wing in, and Bosco's Cole Fox gets to his feet, wiped away by Glasser, back to the mat, 29 seconds to go here. Glasser gives up the chicken wing and is going to break him down, 24 seconds to go. Cole Fox of Don Bosco being ridden hard here by Jaron Glasser of EBF the Rockets.
Jake Hunterdoss unable to take down Caleb Gunderson, so he will cover Gunderson to start the third period with a 1-0 lead. Only scoring in this one was the escape by Hunterdoss in the second period.
And overall, mat number 8, Griffin McBride finds himself a few points short as he loses to J.D. Rader of South Hamilton by the score of 8-4.
Good effort there for McBride from Pleasantville. We've got a blood timeout down here on the Hunterdoss match, so we'll stay focused exclusively on Jaron Glasser's match where he decides to cut his opponent.
He deferred to the third period. Glasser will just cut his opponent, Fox, The last are out in front, 4-2 here. 4 seconds gone by, second period. Now a shuck by and a shot at the back leg by Glasser. Wiped away by Fox. 4-2 your lead here. Now Glasser gets to the side, trying to do a shuck by Glasser, trying to get the takedown.
That's right. That's a takedown.
He's got him covered. There's the takedown finally awarded to him. 6-2 here. Jaron Glasser out front here with 1:30 to go in the second period. Has a head in the hole. Trying to run that over.
6-2 lead for Glasser.
1:25 to go in the...
Gotcha.
And the match going right next to Glasser is the number one ranked kid, the 138 pounds, Carter Happel of Lisbon, who's 51-0 on the season. And this is the matchup a lot of people have been waiting for. They're up to the bracket. They're looking for a Carter Happel versus Jaron Glasser final. You have a two-time state champion in Happel, who's only a junior, looking to be another four-time state champion.
Okay.
Glasser of Vandyville to be the guy that stops Carter Happel from being that four-timer.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm good, Larry. How are you?
Under what?
I'm good. Good to hear you.
Your score here, Glasser, has him broken down. Fox,
I'm a rookie at setting this stuff up, so Joe's giving me a good crash course, but I think I'll be okay.
Starting back action there, Hunter Dawson.
It's a little different tonight anyway, so we'll be good.
And
Dawson gets the... I'm going to guess that I probably can't get up there until right after this game is over, the one before. That'll still be about a good 15 minutes before we're tip-off, so I'll be in communication with you again once I get hooked on, and then we'll kind of go from there, and I'll just go from your direction if that's okay.
Shot in.
Yeah, that'll be fine when we're ready to go. I'll put you in so you can actually hear Wells Fargo and talk to them as well.
Well, I bet.
All right. All right. Sounds good. Okay. Thanks, Scott. Okay.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Element, gets up the escape to Fox, then right back in on it, gets another takedown. Now he's extended that lead 8-3 here. Final 6 seconds of the second period. A chin back attempt by Glasser, 3 seconds and counting. And we'll go to the third period with Jaron Glasser of Eddieville Blakeford Fremont out in front here, 8-3 over Cole Fox and Don Bosco.
They pick up the teeth of Caleb Gunderson, and he default forfeits. It looks he's going to keep wrestling. Looks like he's going to keep wrestling, and he is in the down position. It's tied up 1-1.
1:45 coming up here momentarily, and that will be Gabe Henderson, Southeast Warren, and Nathan Fritz of South of Sigourney Kyoto. Right now, Glasser at 1:38 does a sit out. Now is going to do a reversal, and Glasser is going to take a 10-3 lead here on the reversal over Cole Fox of Don Bosco. 1:47 to go, third period. It's been all Jaron Glasser, as one would expect here.
Minute 40 left in that contest at 138 pounds. Jaron Glasser in control of that match by 7 points. Jake Hunterdoss in a dogfight over here. He's covering Caleb Gunnarsson from Sioux Central. It's a 1-1 tie. There's a minute 17 left in that one.
Oh, Glasser's now got the cradle in. Wiped away Bosco's, Don Bosco's Fox. Able to get that wiped off. But now Glasser trying for the cradle once again. He's got the 7-point lead here. 10-3, 1:13 to go, third period. Let's get over to Underdust.
There's another injury to Gunnarsson there. And I don't know what they're working on him. They got the towels on his face. It looked like he might have had a tooth knocked loose or something there on that headbutt earlier. And I got the binoculars on him now. There's that's significant blood time there. But they're working on him.
Gives up the escape. 50 seconds to go. Then right back in on a takedown. This Eddieville Blakeford Fremont matchup brought to you by Leffler Dirt Work and Double D Repair, along with our friends from Bluff Creek Archery. And Jaron Glasser, with 36 seconds to go, has a 12-4 lead here. Trying to hold on for the major decision. But knowing Jaron, he wants more for his Rocket fans.
30 seconds left in that one as they go off the mat. 8-point lead for Jaron Glasser.
If you look at the match over here on mat number 8 with Carter Happel, who should be the matchup that Jaron Glasser is going to have in the finals, he won by fall in the second period after he was leading 11-2.
It'll be Gabe Henderson, Southeast Warren, right there on that mat. He's 13-1 on the season, going to go against Brady Brock from Clarion Goldfield. And here's Jake Hunterdoss with a power move, and he puts his opponent, Caleb Gunderson, onto his back.
Final
so
10 seconds here for Jaron Glasser at 1:38. They're going to reset the stalemate here. 12-4 your score. 9 seconds remaining here at 1:38. Jaron Glasser.
Hunterdoss never got the count, though, Joe, but he put him on his back again. He's got the two now.
He's
going for the pin.
The kid is pinned. There's only 28 seconds left for Hunterdoss,
but he's getting his count.
He's got the three. Gloucester trying to hold on here. Final 9 seconds. 8, 7.
Pin for Hunter Doss.
Wow, great job by another Southeast Warren pin. They are going to be in contention for a state title here. Here's Glasser holding on. He's going to get the win, 12-4. Jaron Glasser with a 12-4 win here for the Rockets. Congratulations, EBF's Jaron Glasser.
We're going to have Nate Fritz from Sigourney, Kyoto up for you next, folks. 44-1 on the season against Hunter Robinson from Lisbon, a junior, 25-7 on his campaign. We've also got currently competing Gabe Henderson from Southeast Warren and Brady Rod from Clarion Goldfield in a scoreless tie just underway there at 145.
All right, which one do you want to catch?
Well, hey, Jason, how great would it be if we could find a way for Southeast Warren to come in and pull out the state championship after Eddieville Blakesburg did it last year? You got Southeast Warren coming out of nowhere to
Southern
win it this
Iowa,
year.
Buddy.
Southern Iowa wrestling. That's what
Love
we're talking about.
You got 20 wrestlers here, back-to-back-to-back-to-back, stacking on top each other from Southern Iowa. You've got some great wrestling going on in the southern part of the state.
Couple of great scores here for right now. 2-0 both. Fritz from Sigourney on top and Henderson from Southeast Warren on top. Fritz, over here on mat four, I'll bring you that one, and you want to give us the Southeast Warren.
Jake Hunter Doss.
That's Gabe Henderson. Hunter Doss just pinned his guy.
Plus we got Nathan Fritz from Sigourney, Kyoto on mat number four,
yeah,
and he leads 2-0 in the first period.
That's what I just said.
Fritz on the mat here.
I quit listening to you, Joe.
All right, well, he's covering his opponent. He's got deep ways ride on him with a minute and 12 to go here in the first period. First period takedown for Nate Fritz from Sigourney, Kyoto.
Gabe Henderson out front, 2-0 here, 17 seconds to go. Southeast Warren on the tear here in the opening day of the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Henderson's going to ride him out here in this first period, 4 seconds, 3 to go off the edge of the mat.
Next featured match we're going to bring to you will be at 152 pounds in the Class 1A first round action. That's going to be Lane Boonder from Sigourney, Kyoto, a junior, 40-8 on his season against Trevor Smith from Audubon, senior with a 40-9 record. Teammate Nathan Fritz is out there right now enjoying a 2-0 lead. He got the early takedown, and he's been riding his opponent, Hunter Robinson from Lisbon, hard ever since. 27 ticks left on the clock in the first period of this one.
Gabe Henderson of Southeast Warren out front, 2-0. He's going to cover this as we begin the second period. Brady Brott of Clarion Goldfield. His opponent tries to do the stand-up, now gets to his feet, but Henderson doing a great job, right? Tough here, deep waist. Now, Brott able to get to his feet, get some separation. Holding on to Henderson, not giving him the escape yet. 1:45 to go in the second period. Henderson trying to avoid giving the reversal here. He's going to have to give up the escape, but Henderson's going to give up the reversal here. Brott got the separation, but held on to that backside of Henderson when he's able to take that and turn it into a reversal here. Now Henderson in trouble. Gabe Henderson, 13-1, a senior. Tied up at 2, 1:20 to go, second period.
Second period about ready to start, and it'll be Fritz with a 2-0 lead taking the down position. He's covered by Robinson from Lisbon. Fritz's first move is a stand-up. Nice job by Robinson, drop down on the leg.
Brady Brott, Clarion Goldfield. Tied at 2 here with Gabe Henderson, Southeast Warren.
Fritz gets another stand-up, escapes 3-0 the score there for Sigourney, Kyoto.
1 minute to go, second period here at 1:45. Brady Brott, Clarion Goldfield, tied up with Gabe Henderson, Southeast Warren. They'll go back and reset, and Brott will cover Henderson.
1 minute left in that second period. Minute 30 left in the Fritz match. Got folks in Sigourney, Kyoto listening in on 96.7. Got Amos Griner shouting out, saying, "Go Fritz!"
Famous Amos?
Famous, you betcha.
43 seconds to go here. Gabe Henderson being ridden by Brady Brott, Clarion Goldfield. He got the reversal to begin the second period and is riding Henderson hard here.
Nate Fritz in on a double leg here. Good job there by Robinson to sprawl out and get off the mat with a minute to go in the second period. We'll reset it on our feet. 3-0, the lead for Fritz from Sigourney, Kyoto.
A chin back here put on by Brott. Henderson tried to do the sit-out, and sometimes what will happen is the chin will get caught, and that's exactly what Brott was able to do. Now, Brott has Henderson in the pinning combination, and Henderson will be pinned by Brady Brott. He tried to do the sit-out. When he sit-out, he got himself too far out. He brought him back down to the mat and then able to switch around and get on those shoulders and get the pin for Clarion Goldfield.
12 seconds left in the second period when that one ended, and that's a tough loss for Gabe Henderson from Southeast Warren, but He'll have a chance to wrestle again. I believe he'll be going up against Derek Erdman from Marcus Meridian, Cleghorn, and that'll be a match that we'll bring to you here when we conclude the first round.
This is the coach in me, you know. I sit here and watch him get turned to his back. You know, the true meaning of a fall in wrestling is 2 seconds. 2 seconds. He wasn't on his back for 2 seconds.
No.
I mean, that's a quick fall. You hate to see that happen. You know, Henderson 13-1 on the year, but you see it throughout. There's a lot of fast falls, quicker than what you think they should. But
there's a lot of fast stall calls, a lot of fast falls here at State Meet. It's a little bit quicker pace than what we see throughout the regular season.
Now,
that's for certain.
If we want to turn it on a positive note, we got here Hunter Robinson wrestling Nathan Fritz of Sigourney, Kyoto.
Takedown there for Fritz.
Yep.
At the conclusion of the second period, and that makes it 5-0. We'll go to the third.
We're going to have a 152 contest. Lane Bonder of Sigourney, Kyoto. Jacob Hoke of Southeast Warren going to be coming out at 160 as well.
I was going to say, one of the things that we as fans and stuff, some of the things you don't realize that, like, Fritz is wrestling a gentleman from Lisbon, and you got the coach, Brad Smith from Lisbon, who's a legend in the wrestling world. You know, started his career at Lisbon, wrestled at Lisbon, went to Iowa City High, had a good career there, All-American for Iowa, comes back to Lisbon, gets Carter Happel, who's going to be possibly a four-timer, and you have him building that program back up the way it used to be.
Back points here for Nathan Fritz. He's going to extend his lead. He's at a 9-0 advantage right now, trying to work a half Nelson. He's driving it, and he's going to get him turned over again. He's got him stacked up, but a good job there by Robinson wiping off that half Nelson just when it looked like he was going to get turned over again. That was a deep half in there. We got a minute left, a 9-0 lead for Nathan Fritz from Sigourney, Kyoto. Third period action here. First rounders, 145 pounders in class 1A, and a great match being brought to you by the fine folks at Hy-Vee in Albia.
I also want to thank Proline Buildings, Cargill, Windstream, and our friends at Lucas County Health Center, along with Great Baptist Church.
Got Nathan Fritz out there with 39 seconds left, working on top. His opponent, Hunter Robinson from Lisbon, trails 9-0. So good match here for Fritz from Sigourney, Kyoto. He's getting it done for the, I think they're still called the Savage Cobras. 23 seconds left in that one at 145. Lane Boonder, his teammate, will be match number 1062. And that'll be about, I'd say about 5 minutes from now. Right at the edge of the mat with 10 seconds to go. We go off the mat with exactly 10 seconds to go. And Nathan Fritz will advance on the championship side. He'll have a quarterfinal match tomorrow. Probably be going up against Blake Meyer from Sumner, Fredericksburg.
Let's look at the team standings. Right now, Southeast Warren sits themselves in third place overall. And they still got a shot to win. So Albernette's leading it.
They've
overall
got a stack of wrestlers coming.
They've got number one, Connor Solister, right now on mat number 8 at 145 pounds. Yeah, we have somebody to stop them so Southeast Warren can keep that train rolling.
Well, and Henderson was so close, guys. He tried that sit-out and just got his butt too far away, and a smart wrestler able to recognize that. The chin back led to a
nice job there by Nathan Fritz. He gets the win 9-0. Match brought to you by Kaiser Soil Service in Agency, Iowa. Kaiser Soil Service, for all your agronomy needs in Agency, call Mike Kaiser.
Next matchup, Lane Bonder is going to come out here in just a second, along with Jacob Hock, or Hoke of Southeast Warren, TJ Durking of Southeast Warren on deck, along with Brett Worsta of EBF. As we move along on this very fast-paced 1A coverage, the final session of the opening day of the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Let's take a quick breather, come right back. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
Discover the unlimited ways you can stay in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Kirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Kirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and
Booters on 8.
Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery. the county. Our kitchen.
Did you catch that?
Daily meal needs as
what's
well.
That, buddy?
Boonders on 8 from Sigma Kyoto, so after this one you're getting back.
The town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats.
Okay, well, I should
know. Largest fresh produce department featuring locally
did
grown
you
seafood
your, fruits
as well as your favorite cut fruits okay. and vegetables. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.